We have more members than we did at, we have more members now than we did at Tenders 15 years ago. So it's good. All right. Everybody's here? If you're not, say so. All right, let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for those that are here today and are such a vital part of this church. We thank you for planting this church in this community, and we thank you for bringing together these people to make up this body. Lord, you've done some creative things to bring us together. And we just thank you for each and every one. And we ask your blessing upon each family that is represented here today. Lord, that you would just meet their needs and bless them for being a part. And I pray, Lord, that you would just guide our discussion and the things that take place here today, because we realize that this is your church, you are the head. And Lord, we desire to have your mind and do your will. So we pray for your blessing, we pray for clear understanding. Lord, that you would help us all to be in unity, to walk together and be agreed. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we officially call this meeting to order. If you have not yet signed the roster, we would like you to do that. It's back there. There are three sheets of paper back there. One is for those who are active in membership. One is for those of you, those that are associate members from the age of 12 to 17. If you are 18 or older, you are an active member. And then also a sheet there for you to sign if you're not a member. We welcome you. And glad that you are here as well, because I know that there are some that, even though you're not members, you're a very vital part of the church. First thing that we are going to do is read the minutes of last year. This is a little bit different order than we've done in the past, but I'm going to ask Steve Inlow to come and read the minutes.
The Calvary Assembly of God 2005 annual business meeting was opened in prayer by Pastor Manning at 1:40 p.m. on May 1st, 2005. 34 members were present. Excuse me, I'm out of breath. I ran up checking on one of my kids down there. Pastor's report was approved. Pastor Craig Burton gave the associate pastor's report. The associate pastor's report was approved. Clara Shackleton gave the financial report, and Della Lathe gave the Christian Education Department financial report. The financial reports were approved. Debbie Mannon gave the women's ministries report, which was then approved. Steve Inlow Sr. read the 2004 annual business meeting minutes. The 2004 minutes were approved. For resolutions, Pastor Mannon read the board resolution to expand or seek another location for the church building. Bob Shackleton asked that the board do the preliminary planning. Val Bongard suggested a gymnasium for young people. Marion Hoyt asked about mortgage. And Lowell explained out financial situation that he thought we could do most of the expansion or new building with cash and minimal mortgage. Bev Thatcher makes motion, and motion is seconded to have the board pursue expansion. In new business, Pastor Mannon suggested to leave the board at three members instead of voting on another fourth member. Bev Thatcher motioned that we would leave the board.
Oh, man.
Well, let me explain that. So,
read all the minutes?
Okay, that might have been added. Anyway, Sarah and I were, Sarah's fault. no, we got the, put these together, and I said to Sarah, I bet the pastor doesn't even proofread these, and she said, yes, he will. I said, I bet not. Let's put it in here. There it is. I was right. Anyway. And Jody said, I said, Pastor got that in the, never even proofread him. She says, that's because he trusted you. Trusted, yeah. Bev Thatcher motioned that we leave the board at 3 members, and the motion was passed. A vote extended Don Stauffer's 2-year term to a 3-year term and was closed by Bev Thatcher. Lowell motioned to close the meeting. The motion was passed. Pastor Craig Burton closed the meeting in prayer. Respectfully, pretty much, submitted. Hi, Steve, hello. Sorry, Pastor.
We'll get even with him somehow. Well, what's your pleasure concerning the minutes? Would we have a motion to accept them as read? Or striking the one part about the sneezing and... You would not believe my week, so I was in such a flurry of activity that it came in and I just put it with the rest and started photocopying and stapling them together. And well, more about my week later coming up. We had, as I got this on Friday, I think, I was having a zoning meeting in Hudson. I had a wedding that I had to be at. And so it was a busy day for me. So it's got in here. That's all right. It's a good laugh. Lightens things up. Right. I'd rather have that than a real serious meeting. So any motion, Dave? Okay. All right. I mean, Sarah, you'll have to type them up again, leaving that part out. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, say same sign. It's carried. We're going to go right to my report, and my report is going to be a little bit longer than what you have. And that's nothing new, right? But sometimes I incorporate a devotional within my report, and I chose to do that today. But first, I would say it's been a joy to serve here at Calvary Assembly of God another year. If my math is right, I think we've been here 15 years now, just starting our 15th year. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But I sincerely believe that our best days are yet to come. We have a lot of exciting things. We appreciate all of you and could not do what we do without the body of Christ working together. It's been neat to have leadership meetings and see the different talents that are coming together, and that's another reason why I think that the best is yet to come. I want to thank the Deacon Board for their support and all of you who are part of this ministry team. I want to thank Josh and Mark for their ministry and taking the youth and doing some other areas. And we certainly didn't want to see Pastor Craig leave us for any amount of time, although I think Mark and Josh have done a great job of keeping things going. And I don't think it's slowed down at all. I think it's actually picked up. And so I want to thank them for their hard work. I mentioned we've been having leadership meetings, and in those meetings we have looked at different ministries and how we can make them more effective. We all also looked at some new things that we will be doing once we get into our new building. And I just want to say that if you are looking for something to do, we have a place for you. So I would be glad to talk with you. We have areas where we are still looking for people to plug into. So there's a place for everyone. There's something for everybody to do. And, you know, and some of you who are willing to do just about everything, you might have to tell me to slow down because I might lean on you a little too heavy. So there is room for everybody. Last year, God moved us to purchase land. As in the meeting, you gave the board permission to pursue that. Much has happened since then, as you are aware of. And God is still working miracles as he continues to give us direction in the building of a new church. Just this last week, I don't understand some of the details, but we were meeting with engineers, and they were telling us that certain things couldn't happen. And they would talk with DNR, but they were sure that DNR would not approve what we had thought about doing. They called the next day, talked with DNR, got immediate approval to do what DNR was not going to be able to allow us to do. So things are still happening. Miracles are still taking place. And if you haven't heard about the miracles, we do have a tape or a CD, even a DVD of the ways of God, which explains our miracle, how this whole process got started. Much of what is happening is the fulfilling of our vision, a vision that I've had for a long time. And I'm looking forward to sharing you with you a refined vision in the near future. I would like to share with you some marks of a growing church so we can take inventory and continue to grow. Now's not the time to slow down. We want to keep on going. And I shared this in a Bible study in more detail last Wednesday night from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Statistics reveal that even though the total number of churches in the United States has increased in recent years, an average of 7 local congregations die every day. That's a lot of people that are stopping from attending church. And so how can we be a growing church? What are some marks of a growing church? First of all, we're marked by the right kind of works. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That is truth. They were people who were doctrinally sound. They upheld the truths that they had been taught, and they did not waver from those truths. You know, this world is filled with people who are looking for the truth. And if a church offers truth, yeah, it'll be offensive to some, but it'll also be appealing to others. It'll be appealing to those who are looking for the truth. And truth is contagious. And the early church knew this, and so it prospered. The second thing that this church had was the tie. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Fellowship is an important part of a growing, healthy church. And when a church begins to loosen the binds that tie them together, then they're headed for trouble. This church in the book of Acts enjoyed being with each other. And that's one of our strong points here. We enjoy being with each other. It is a sign of a healthy, growing church. In fact, I believe the relationship that believers have together, centered in Christ, is a stronger relationship than even a blood relationship, because we are bought by the blood of the same Lamb. And then the table. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking in bread. That's communion. They found common ground in the Lord's Supper. They were quick to remember and to commemorate God's great blessings on their lives. So they centered their meetings around the person and work of Jesus Christ. And then next is the throne. Apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking in bread, and prayers. Another trait that marked these early believers was prayer. They possessed an active prayer life. Ralph Naber tells about meeting with the well-known Korean pastor, Dr. Cho. He had an appointment and talked for some time with him. Then, said Ralph, his secretary entered the room to inform him it was time for his next appointment. He said, I dismissed myself and sat in the waiting room outside his office to wait for a friend who was coming to meet me. Curious about who this next visitor would be, I observed his office door to see who would follow me. 15 minutes later, no one had entered the door. Tactfully, I said to his secretary, has Dr. Cho's next appointment been delayed? She smiled and said, oh no, they are together now. You see, each day he uses this time to talk to the Lord. The secret of Dr. Cho's phenomenal growth, and I think it's the largest church in the world, is that he was a man of prayer and his people are people of prayer. With all our modern advances, a little neology would do a lot more good than a lot of theology. And then this church was marked by the right kind of witness. You know, people will forget our messages. They'll forget even our revival services. They'll forget our names and our faces. But they will never forget a genuine display of Christian love. People will always remember that. And so our love is our statement of faith. A shabbily dressed boy trudged several miles through the snowy streets of Chicago, determined to attend a Bible class that was conducted by D.L. Moody. When he arrived, he was asked, why did you come to a Sunday school so far away? Why didn't you go to one of the churches near your home? He answered simply, because you love a fellow over here. People will come if we continue to show them love. There are people that are still looking for love more than anything else. They want love and acceptance. They want to meet somebody who really cares about them. And so if we continue to do that, we will continue to grow, and we will continue to be a healthy church. You notice there that a growing, healthy church was marked by their praise. You know, we need to start seeking the Lord for some really big things. We have to show that we are dependent on the Lord. And you know, when the community sees us doing things or seeing God do things for us that only God can do, then they will take notice. If we attempt to do the impossible, they will take notice. In this whole process of building a church in that location and where we are building and all of that, I think really is an attempt to show this community that we serve a big God. You know, word has gotten around that we're planning on building a church over there. And you would not believe how many people talk to me. I even get phone calls from people in our community who don't attend church, but say, what are you guys doing over there that you have so many people coming? They see our parking lot, and that you're able to build a new church. I want you to know that the community is taking notice. It's not because of anything that we are doing, but it's because we serve a big God, and he wants to show himself strong. And so this whole thing is a big act of faith on our part, but I believe that God will not let us down. And that's the third thing about this church, is that they were marked by the right kind of wonders. We need the wonder of God's blessings, including his peace, his power, his presence, and even his building. Jesus said he would build his church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. The bottom line is this: our church will only grow in relation to God's ability to bless and work among us. Respectfully submitted. Any questions for me? Can we have a motion to accept the pastor's report then? Bev, is there a second? Okay, Nancy. All in favor, say aye. Anybody opposed, same sign. And it's carried. Youth pastor's report.
Well, this past year has gone by so fast, and so many things have happened so quickly, and don't really know exactly where to start, but God has been doing amazing things among the youth group, and we've had the privilege of seeing many teens come to know him as their Savior, and the group is flourishing now with an average of about 35 kids every Wednesday night, and the kids are what make the youth group and not necessarily the leaders, and we have a great bunch of kids who love the Lord. And I just want to say that we are especially grateful to the older youth who have stuck around and helped out on Wednesday nights and helped us lead the youth group, because they've been such a big help and a tremendous blessing. And God has also been blessing us financially. Our department currently has $4,431.95 in our checkbook.
It has been a difficult transition, as you all know, for Josh and me, from Craig to us. We've always had him to rely on, and this is when our first year, really, where we didn't have him at all. So it was a year of new things for us. This last year, we had many events. We went canoeing, and we organized two youth lock-ins. We also took a group of kids to Bible camp and a youth convention in October. Another trip the kids really enjoyed was our annual trip to Six Flags. They really liked that.
Reaching the lost is the cry of all our hearts, and one of the ways the kids do this is by sharing their faith on campus. And this year, we had the privilege of heading up a rally for See You at the Pool. We invited the other Assembly of God churches in the area, and with your prayer support, the kids joined with many other kids from different churches to pray for their schools, their peers, and their leaders.
This year, the teens will not be without things to do. We have outings including lock-ins, game nights, a canoe trip, Six Flags again, and roller skating. We also have a couple of Broughton hot dog stand fundraisers planned for this summer. Also, we will do our best to get the kids in the youth group out to help build the new church.
Yes, we're hoping to have a missions trip. And I decided that instead of taking a missions trip this year, it'd be best to keep the young people around to help build the new church. And hopefully next year, we'd be able to take a missions trip. But we encourage you to bring your kids to youth group as well as many of the other events as you can. And I just want you to remember that adults are always welcome to attend any of our meetings and to come on any of our outings, any youth function. You are welcome to come with us. We just want to let you know that we love and appreciate all of you, and we thank you for your support, and we're very excited to see what God has in store for us this next year.
We're also very thankful for everybody's giving today. I just counted, and if you're interested at all, we got $507 donated today. So thank you very, very much. We need you.
Any questions for Mark and Josh? Let's give them a hand. So appreciation. Thanks, guys. A motion to accept the youth pastor's report. George, second. Jim Hoyt, all in favor, say aye. We will now go to the financial report, and we'll have Clara Shackleton come. And she'll go down to the Christian education report, and then Della will fill that in.
All these big numbers, I haven't had to handle them since we had the lumber yard. December 31st, 2004, general checking account balance forward was $26,297.69. And income for 2005, tithes, offerings, and other was $91,674.11. And the building fund reimbursement was $2,700. And the income plus balance forward amounts to $120,671.80. 2005 expenses. Transfer to the building fund, $15,000. Pastor Manon's wages, $31,665. Social Security, $3,027. Utility allowance, $1,200. Pastor Craig, $3,855. Cleaning, $2,750. Conferences, $572. Speakers, $932.25. Honorariums, $2,625. I need lines. Designated benevolence, $1,460. Designated scholarships, $1,000. Designated youth, $1,215. Designated WMs, $166.86. Wisconsin Realty, $2,000. Zoning fees, $700. Benevolence, $768.70. Missions, $16,254.53. Utilities, $5,212.16. Scholarships, $815. Repairs, replacements, maintenance, and equipment, $5,739.76. Insurance, not health, $2,382. Dues and subscriptions, $230. Bank charges, $68.70. The checks, $22.10. Church ministries, flowers, gifts, and miscellaneous, $736.57. Supplies, $1,242.87. 2004 total expenses and distributions was $101,640.50. Checking account ending balance, $19,031.30. Building account. The opening balance transfer from the general fund was $15,000. Income, $2,005. Land sale, $80,903.72. Wisconsin Realty, $500. Interest, $534, which makes it $81,409.06. Opening balance plus income, $96,409.20. Expense and distribution, architect, $2,500. Bank charges, $18. Checks, $21.10. Reimbursed general fund, $2,700. Wisconsin Realty, $2,000. Zoning fees, $700. Scenic title trust, land purchase, let's see, it looks like I should have had a total there first, $88,053.44. I didn't say that, did I? Okay, soil testing, $675. St. Croix zoning, $20. Survey, $2,100. Total expense and distribution, $96,088.54, which leaves us a balance of $320.52. Assemblies of God Financial Service Fund, 2004 balance forward, $208,072.98. Interest for 2004 was $9,155.57. The ending balance is $217,228.68.
Del, you want to come, and then we'll just, then you can just stay up here, give the finances, and then we'll just cover all the finances at once.
Calvary Assembly of God Christian Ed Department. Balance January 1st, 2005, $779.40. Income, $2,274.53. For a total of $3,053.93. Expenses, $2,234.31 for a balance at the end of the year of $819.62, and divided out in the two departments within the Sunday School, within the Calvary Assembly of God Christian Ed Department. The Sunday School has a balance now of $714.70. Kids Club has a balance of $104.92, bringing back the balance of $819.62. And some folks sometimes ask, the average Sunday School attendance for the year was 66. And I did some quick checking. This was ended at the end of the year, and I did some quick checking from then until now, and the average attendance is much higher. So thank the Lord.
And I wasn't blaming the pastor for not proofreading. I've read this many times. I should have seen it. Okay, combined general fund, building fund, Assemblies of God financial fund. I don't know what CE is. Okay. Kirsten, yet $237,400.12. The cash net worth $150.07. Net increase in cash net worth for 2005 was $2,250.05. Any questions?
Nancy was just asking the land, what the land sale was for. We probably know the land sale. I thought I'd explain it. Maybe the board wanted to jump in here. But we bought 20 acres of land over on 128 and 60th Avenue. Okay. While I was out there with a surveyor, a gentleman came along and wanted to know if we had bought the property, and I said yes. He was wondering if we would be interested in selling off 10 acres. The board met and we said, yeah, we'd be interested in selling off 10 acres. So that land sale, that number is what we got for those 10 acres. Any other questions? Right. Yeah, that was just...
Yep.
And Wisconsin Realty gave us a check for $500 for doing business with them. And that's in the building fund there, where they somewhere on there. Wisconsin Realty under income, $500. That's what that was for. George? We wound up paying take whatever that number is. About 10,000. One thing I would point out too, it doesn't look like our net worth increase was that much, but when you consider we paid for the land out of that, plus we transferred money to the building fund and spent money on architect fees and so forth, it was probably 16 to 20,000 where it went up. So we've already started the process of building. We've been able to pay cash so far. Land is paid for. Yep, land is paid for. Thank you, Clarice. You did a great job. Do we have a motion to accept the financial report? Tim, George, second. All in favor, say aye. opposed? Thank you. And Della, do you have anything else you wanted to say? Or sure, plug in Sunday school. Go for it. I tell the department heads, now's your chance.
I always want to plug Sunday school. I'm crazy about kids, and I love Sunday school. I love the kids' club and everything that they do. And I like to credit our teachers because they work, and a lot of people don't even realize all the time they spend and all the work they do for our kids. So the Sunday school classes are the beginner age, 2 to 5. Lori Lamb is the main teacher. Primary, ages 6 to 8, Sharon Stoffer. Middler, ages 9 and 10, Valerie Bongard. Preteen, 11 to 13, Joshua Mannon. Teen, 14 and up, Mark Burton. Young adult, Tom Hess. Adult, George Lewis, Brian Ewing, Glenn Melsine. Now those adults must be a handful. They need 3 teachers. And one of them said, you better believe they are. We're slow learners. Okay, and for subs, I have Josiah Mannon, Sarah Inlow, Steve Inlow Jr., Shiloh Lewis, Kyle Lewis, Ryan Bongard, Markia Severson, and anybody else I can corral once in a while. Thank you to all of you. And just a little note, I would like to give a special thank you to the new teachers, Sharon Stoffer Primary and Tom Hess, the young adult. They've added a lot to our Sunday school department. I appreciate you both. And to the subs who have stepped up to the plate and taught Sunday school when I needed them, even at short notice. Thank you to Valerie Bongard and her hard work with the Kids Club. Also, a big thanks to those of you who helped out and put a little extra in the Sunday school offering this year. As you remember, a couple years ago, I begged a little because the price of materials was going up. But this year, it's helped a lot with the rising cost of materials. So thank you all.
Val, you want to give a plug for Kids Club? Here you go.
It's pretty exciting. We've been having 16 to over 20 kids on Wednesday nights. Sometimes it's a handful, so if anybody wants to help with crafts or do something, I'll take you on. It's exciting. These kids, some of them that are coming on Wednesday nights, don't know anything about the Bible. And I found that even some of the teenagers that are newly teenagers that started coming to, you know, the youth, they've been coming to my group because they're learning more the basics of it, where they can start understanding a little bit better before they move up to youth. And it's been exciting. So, you know, just pray for us. Pray that I can hold up my my good attitude, because some days it is kind of frustrating, because when you're trying to deal with 16 to 20 kids and they're all from 5 to 15 years old, you know, it's a handful. But I love doing it. And, you know, if you have any grandkids or kids, have them come. I'd appreciate it.
And please help if you can. They need some help. They need some leadership there to help Val out. So that's a good problem to have. Well, what's your desire for the CE report? Do we have a motion to accept it? Okay, Lori, is there a second? Don, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Of course not. Women's Ministries, Jill Burton has been serving as the WM president, and so she's going to come and share about the women's department.
I didn't write up anything. I just thought a lot about it. we have averaged probably about 10 ladies. Oh. I never used one of these. Yeah. I think we average about 10 ladies, and we meet once a month at various homes. And we have changed our meetings so that we do not do We only do a Bible study and some games. We don't have any business aspect of it anymore. So it's actually a really fun time to come. And we're doing some showers, and we're going to be doing a baby shower, and we did one already, and we're just excited about all the things that the ladies do in our church. And I just want to encourage the ladies to come if they can. And we have a meeting this coming Tuesday night at Sharon Stoffer's. It's Sarah Enloe's bridal shower. And we are excited about all our young people that are getting married this year. We went a dry spell and not very many marriages, and all of a sudden we've got 4 or 5 of them, and we're just real excited because it means our church is growing. So, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Any questions for Jill? She's hoping not. Okay. Motion to accept the WM report. Bev, second. Don, all in favor?
Aye.
Good. I mean, I don't know why we do that. We never had anybody not accept a report, so. Part of the legal system. We are fortunate. This next report is the men's ministries report, and this is our first one ever. So it's exciting to see that there's something for the men here, and we've had a desire to do that, and Dave came along and was willing to do that. God was speaking to his heart, and he talks many times about he was the new guy on the block, and I'm glad that God laid it on his heart, and he was still obedient. We've been enjoying the men's ministries. And Dave, why don't you come and share what God's been doing and what your heart is for men.
Thank you. As Pastor said, and the first thing I wanted to share was that as we move into a new building and we grow our congregation and we get larger, from my own experience over the last year or so, as God places things on your heart for you to really examine that and to be obedient to God, because when he first placed it on my heart that I should go and talk to the pastor after being a member here all of about 4 or 6 weeks, I went, are you kidding? I don't hardly even know anybody here. But he was persistent, and I was finally obedient, and I went and talked with Pastor, and so we started the men's group. Can I just see the hands of the guys that have been here, have been to the men's group at least once? So we've been blessed to have people, to have men that have been able to come together. I think it's really important, especially for men. Women seem to get this relational stuff. Some of us guys need kind of special education. We need a little help here to go ahead and to be able to really get down to talking beyond things than the weather and other stuff. And so I've been really blessed with the men's group to be able to have that opportunity to form friendships and relationships that have been very helpful to me. Currently, we are working through the book, The Man in the Mirror, by Patrick Morley. We've talked about many different subjects, from our relations with our wives, with our kids, with other people, decision making. Last week we talked about priorities and just how do you set priorities. Do you just go through your life and just kind of do the best you can, or are you picking out things and saying this is important, this is what we need to work on? And so this book has been very beneficial to kind of give us a starting point. And so we take the material and usually we just go beyond that and talk about it. And so I know it's been a real blessing to me, and some of the men have shared that it's been a blessing with them, so I praise God for that. We started in January offering a Saturday session. Our thought was that we meet on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, and that Tuesdays during the week can be real difficult sometimes with all everything going on to going ahead and meet. So we're trying now to meet on one Saturday every month. We'll have breakfast. We'll have a Bible study. at first I kind of thought, boy, this breakfast is a lot of work to try to, you know, maybe we'd just be easier just to meet at the Quick Trip and have breakfast and then come over here. But it was amazing, all the fellowship and the special time just cracking eggs and cooking sausage and doing all of that stuff, that it was real beneficial, and it was a good time together. So I think we'll continue that. And ladies, we try real hard to get that kitchen just as clean as we can before we leave it. So we have had one project so far where we went out and helped somebody in the community. I look forward this next year to being able to do more of that. There are a couple reasons for that. I think that as being members of this, of the community, of these different counties, this area, that we have a responsibility to help people. We've been blessed with abilities, so to be able to take that forward and help others. So if you know of somebody in the community that needs some help, that they have a project that they need to do, please talk with me or talk with one of the other guys, because we'd like to make arrangements that we could meet for a few hours on a Saturday or whatever and try to help that person and to show them the love that that Jesus has showed us. So if that happens to come through, the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart, pass that on to us, because I'm looking forward to this year to be able to do a little bit more of that. And it's good therapy for us. You know, it's good for us to have something to do and to do it as a group. So that's been a real blessing. Our financial report, as of 2004, we had nothing. 2005, we have nothing. And so we leave with no assets and no debts, not even a checkbook. So thank you, and would just encourage all the guys to, if you have that time, to come and join us, it has really been fulfilling, I think, to those that have showed up. So thank you.
Do you have any questions for Dave? Anything about men's ministries?
Almost got away.
Motion to accept the men's ministries report. Tim and Dave Gustafson second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, very good. We're going to have an update on the new church and the progress. Do you got that in there? He's going to show us a couple pictures, a couple drawings. A couple of them are the same as in your packet. Not that page, the other page. And then we got a color drawing for you. That's what it'll look like. Steve Inlow's buying that for the church. Just let me give you an update. You can just keep that up there if you want. I thought it looks pretty sharp. Do you? Oh, it looks really sharp. How does it sit? We'll be driving, yes, off 60th Avenue. Yep. And we figured out at our last board meeting that we have just enough stone to go all the way around 4 feet up. So that's the stone there. We got the stone from John Stauffer. Oh, nobody else did. Yeah, we got the stone from John Stauffer. Yeah. Donated. We do need to purchase some corner pieces. There is none in there, so we'll have to do that. So that means we'll have a little bit left over. Probably. The plan is almost completely done. We were to get it into the state April 5th, which is this Wednesday. We found out we had a little bit of a setback with the county. The architect was calling the county over something completely different, and they said we needed one more approval because it is in an agricultural residential zone. And in order to be in that particular zoning, it needs a church needs special permission to be there. None of us had any idea that that was a requirement. In fact, numerous times we've talked to the county. I've been in there to get to try to make sure that they've got us on file so that we're not paying taxes on this next year. And they never said a word. And they never said anything to our surveyor, who thought he completed all the drawings and all that the was required for zoning. And so we just found out about it. We had a meeting scheduled last Wednesday with the zoning committee. Unfortunately, they postponed it until Friday. We met with them Friday. We came out with a list of stuff that has to be done by Monday, by tomorrow. Has to be done tomorrow to get in on the agenda for the May 25th meeting. So our architect is working all weekend this weekend. I had to do some things to give to him to get ready so that he can get those drawings in so that we can get in on the May 25th meeting. If we are late in that, we can't get in until the June meeting. So pray for him that he's able to finish that and get it in to satisfy them tomorrow. And there are all kinds of things. St. Croix County is a difficult county to work with from what we're finding out. And so it should be completely done by the end of next week. Everything should be completely done. But yeah, St. Croix County is pretty tough. Right. So even though we can get state approval, we're still not going to be able to get building permits until the 1st of June. So that looks like we'll be pushed back till then. Okay, we'll be able to start before that. Right. 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 So everything else is going well. And I don't know what kind of questions you might have, so I just thought I'd open it up for questions. Feel free to ask any questions you might have. You know, we don't have a cost breakdown other than what we had for the last meeting. We don't have, because we have not been able to finalize everything to get bids. So, George. That is the plan in your packet, or that's up here on the board before. That is the plan. You know what? I do, but I don't have the measurements with me. But I can get those to you. Can you put that back up, the floor plan? Okay. The big classroom next to the multi-purpose room, it will be the youth classroom, youth area. We've changed that a little bit.
Is there a Disney nursery or anything? Well, that's what I was asking about. Yeah. I see you took the classroom
from there, and then was there the nursery? Yeah, the nursery is the room off the hallway by the sanctuary, and then the toddler is right next to that.
And if you notice, there's a bathroom right off of the nursery and toddler room.
Yeah.
That's a bathroom that accesses from both of those classrooms, so that those kids don't have to go out in the hall. They can go right into that bathroom.
I noticed. That would have a kiddie toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll have a child toilet in it. Good. Other questions? It was marked classroom. I don't know why in this drawing they took that off. But that is a classroom, yes. There's three offices and one classroom on that end.
Part of that can even be used for classroom.
Yeah. And we can use that as classrooms, too. Sandy?
Just curious, have they decided on pews or chairs?
Have we decided on pews or chairs? I think our decision so far has been to take these pews over there and start with that. Is that right?
I guess that's my idea.
Recliners. Our desire is to take as much furniture as we can from here. And I guess we'll have to work that out with whoever buys it. But, you know, that would be our desire, to take as much as we can. We're certainly going to take our sound system, our video equipment. And, you know, our goal is just to get in here first. We're going to worry about the furnishings more later, but our goal is just to get into it. Right. Right.
We'll take the metal ones in case.
Brian?
The multi-purpose room, when we had that church meeting a couple of months ago, the multi-purpose room is in the final design. Is that?
Yes, it is.
As well as the front porch, because those are kind of confused.
Yes, we decided, that's right, good question. We decided, remember the multi-purpose room? We said, we gave you prices both ways. We decided just to go with it right away, and the carport too. Yeah, that's the consensus that we got, was you just do it. So we decided to just do it. I mean, this is basically it. There can be a little bit of changing as we build, but not a whole lot. And here's the thing, is that, you know, we were given a price by our architect to do, basically to copy a building that he had already done. And then to change it, he was charging us per hour. And so we didn't want to change too much. Any other questions? Go ahead.
The bid on this was $10,000 to not change it. And anyway, the mechanical engineer, assuming the mechanical and electrical, is charging this engineering firm $8,000. So that's how little they, you know, the designer is making.
Yeah, those guys, they're not cheap when they're experts.
It has nothing to do with the building, but in effect it does. Are we still going to have the NAP picnic over at the lake in the summers?
By all means, yeah, unless we get an area out there or something, that where if we want to picnic out there or something. But the question was, can we do like the NAP picnic still at NAP Park? I have no problem with that, yeah. I enjoy those things. Too. Picnic all summer out there. Yeah, we'll have a lot of land. Although the land is shrinking by when you start realizing how big these buildings are, and by the time you put the mound system in and stuff, the parking area, it's.
And then we found out on Friday we have to put in a storm holding pond.
Yes. We have to put a storm holding pond in. We just found that out at the zoning meeting on Friday. So that's part of the work that the architect is doing this weekend, trying to design that. So. Joan? Well, they're actually, no, Lowell's kind of in charge of this, the building thing. He's like, you know, and then he's kind of like our general contractor or whatever, but there are other guys here that you know, we're going to look to for expertise. You know, Tim, Mark with electrical, and Glenn and Brian knows a lot, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but there's a lot of Bob and Bob, but Bob will be there to lend a lot of support.
I'd like to encourage people to donate a week of their vacation to this project. And we're not hiring contractors to do it. We're going to need a lot of help from everybody here.
Yes, we do. Glenn and then Dave.
I think what Joan's getting at, and her and I have discussed this a little bit, I've brought it up. This is a big project. This is not like a Saturday afternoon get together in the church to do a little prepared in the church. This is a big project. Isaac is a long project. And we need to be really well organized prior to it. Like now, very well organized. We should know who's going to put in how many hours and what they're going to be doing, what their skills are.
Well, and we're still hoping to get the RVers.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The RVers, I understand, they're retired people, aren't they?
They're retired people, but what they do is they send this letter out to everybody who's an RVer, and they've got their choice of which projects they want to go to. But they also assign people who are good with different areas. They assign somebody who does electrical to go to this project. They assign somebody who's good at whatever, structural or whatever, to go, so that they've got a team that can do just about anything. You know what I'm saying?
They have teams that can hang sheetrock and pour cement. They have the best bullet.
I guess they do. I've never worked with them before, but my understanding is. All right. Let me get this. Dave, and then Camille, and then Tom. Help me remember that order. Well, that is a good point, and I guess all I can say is we'll let you know. We'll be able to plan it out more as we get closer to actually doing it. I mean, it's kind of hard right now when we don't even have final approval on some of these things, so we'll give you plenty of notice. How's that? We'll work, try to do that. Camelia?
I'm just curious, these architects, it's a ministry. We don't know that.
They would like $1 per hour per man is what they would like. Right. Yeah, it goes to their ministry.
We need to feed them and water them, give them some place to stay with their vehicle, you know, on the site, whatever, so that they have water and food.
Right. They ask for one meal a day, and then they require electrical hookup on the property so that they can stay right there. Somebody suggested Wednesday night that maybe we could even put them up at Glen Hills. It might be cheaper than getting the electrical there ahead of time. I don't know. I guess that's something we could look into, because Glen Hills Park is close. But we don't want them over there. We want them on the job site since they're here. All right, Tom.
There was a small church in a town next to where we lived that I believe used this group. If not this group, it was a very similar group. And they built onto the church. They made it at least twice as big. And they did all the brickwork. It was a brick church. Something we don't see much of out here is brick, but back east everything's brick or stone, you know. And they built them a beautiful brick church. Inside, out, finished, done, walk in and have service when they were done. And they did a magnificent job. They did a magnificent job.
All right, Bob.
Well, I remember, but not only that, I remember about 23
Yes.
The money we have, the people we have, we're in far better shape than we were then. Far ahead.
Yes, and this church has served well. Worked well for at least 25 years. So. And we appreciate you guys for doing that. Any other, Brian?
Any possibilities on selling this property?
That's a good question. I did have a phone call from somebody who is interested in buying this property. Actually, some people from the Seventh-day Adventist Church that meets at the community center on Saturdays, and you know, they were asking for like a ballpark figure and what we wanted, because we had talked to them a few years ago and they weren't even close. But it seems like there's a couple that is interested in buying the church for their church and then also building a house for themselves on the property here. So there is a possibility of a buyer for this. Now, something we need to pray about, and I heard this from somebody in town, it wasn't not directly to me, but the American Legion was interested in buying it. So we would rather sell it to a church.
We're not interested in selling it to the American Legion unless we sell a parsonage to it too.
So anyway, that's something to pray about here. So, but there is a possibility. That's why we've been having work days and getting the, have you seen the basement? You were down there today. The ceiling tiles, paintings, some guys and gals and teens were here couple of weeks ago on Saturday, worked real hard. Some people came this last week. Dave and Joan's been down there, and it looks good because of them, those people that helped at the work day and after that. So we're getting it ready to sell, getting it ready to show. So that's a good question. Any other questions? Joan? Oh. Joan? Yeah, the water problem is not a problem anymore downstairs. It's great. Nancy?
I just had thought about the chairs. I was thinking if we, I think it's fine to start out with these, but I was wondering about like if I wanted to buy my own chair, if everyone wanted to buy their own or with their family or in memory of or in honor of, or it might just be a way to get started, you know, into whatever we decide to go into.
That's a good idea. People used to buy their own pews. Then pack a pew.
Oh, we all sit in the same place anyway.
By a row, whether it's pews or chairs, by the whole row, and then you're responsible to fill it up. I don't know. Might have to buy a couple. Any other comments on this, Bob?
Ernie and Lowell and I and a couple of us don't have any problem with all these seats back.
Yeah, the women bought those, right? Yes. Well, the women did a great job. Now, all in favor of the women supplying the... I don't care if they're used.
Well, they've been blessed for 15 years.
We'll buy a pew and a half.
A pew and a half.
Yeah, 15 minutes, she said.
Okay.
God will provide. Yep. Della?
I remember when we moved into this building, we didn't have pews right away. We didn't have kitchen sink right away. When we had fellowship dinners, years ago, remember some of you ladies, we washed dishes in the big sink in the bathroom downstairs because that's the only sink we had. But we were thankful to have our building and it was perfect.
Sure, sure. Yep. Good. Okay. Well, can we move on then? George? Oh, yeah, we can. Okay. If you got any other questions, we'd be happy to, you know, show you the larger plans or whatever. And I don't have a copy of them right now, but we'd be happy to do that, talk with you about them.
Sorry, Pastor.
One more.
Yes.
Slanted floor in the sanctuary is the plan. Yep. I don't know. What degree slope is it, you guys? The floor. Do you know, Lowell? What degree slope is the floor in the sanctuary? We tried to accommodate as many ideas as we could in the plan that people had.
Anybody that sent a letter, we read and we were trying to work in your ideas into the church. We didn't get everything, but we tried.
We didn't get everything. Okay, we have a proposal under new business to consider changing the church times and moving them ahead, especially in the summer. And so I don't want to take a long time discussing this, maybe just like 3 minutes or so. But if you have any thoughts on that, be glad to bring that up right now. So somebody want to speak for it? A suggestion was an hour, but it doesn't even need to be an hour. Could be 15 minutes, half hour, whatever, starting with Sunday school, church, whatever. Tom? Okay. Anybody want to speak for it?
I think that sounds good. An hour earlier.
9 o'clock Sunday school, 10 o'clock church. Oh no, we're talking just Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings, only Sunday morning. You know, theoretically, that was the idea. Wednesday night or Sunday nights started at 6:30, so we get out at earlier. So what does the preacher do? He preaches longer, so you get out at the same time anyway. Mark.
Speaking from experience, I live pretty far away, and most people live pretty far away from the church. And when I come to church, it takes me, if I were to just come to church, it takes me about 20 minutes to get here. But I stop at about four locations before I get here. Right now, about an hour to get to church on a Sunday morning with all the stops that I make. And if we hadn't even
Jill. Okay, for it. Anybody for it?
Oh, I'm for it.
Okay, you want to say?
Instead of an hour, I would like a half an hour. An hour earlier, get out at noon instead of getting out at 12:30.
Okay, against
but
it?
I would like that all year long.
Okay, now against. We're just going back and forth here. George?
Then I'll get you out of here.
I don't need that.
There's no other day other than Sunday where the family generally gets up and goes somewhere together. A guy gets up and goes to work. A mom might get up and go to work, get up and change diapers, whatever. But rarely during the week does a family get up, get ready, and go somewhere together other than Sunday morning for church. And I see the difficulty in that with no kids. Again, I agree with Mark. We come generally about a quarter to nine when we do music, and so it would be that much earlier that we'd have to come. And so when we're doing music, we're here from a quarter to nine or so until church is over that day. And that makes a long day, and it just makes it a lot earlier to get ready, to get organized, and to be able to function and do that.
Okay, Audrey. I like your attitude there. Okay, Lowell and Tom, and then
I'd like to make a motion that we close the discussion and just vote on it.
All right, one more. Tom had his hand up before that, so you
I'd
did too,
like
Tim.
To say that the church is growing wonderfully. I don't think we need to change things that aren't broken. If there's something that really does need fix or change, the board should change that. But considering what the church was 5 years ago and then 3 years ago and what it is today, I think it's a pretty good indication that we're doing things right. I don't think that we should be concerned about what time we come to church as much as what we do at church, what we learn, how we worship, how we praise. And Sunday's the Lord's Day.
Amen.
I can't, from my point of view, don't change it. If it's not broken, it works. Church is growing. Let's keep it going.
Okay, so we've been... Tim, last comment. Okay. All right. We've been asked to vote on this. So before Lowell, go ahead.
Yes, I did.
But I,
not
I like the people who say they'll be here no matter what. So what we do is, so.
My motion is about verbal vote change.
Okay.
Change.
Yeah, it's just, okay, so he's asking for the question, which means vote. Just to change it, yes or no. Okay, not a time here, just to change, yes or no. Okay, so verbal or raised hands, what would you prefer? Raised hands would probably be a little easier. Okay, if you would be in favor of changing the service time, could we see your hand? You're in favor, not a particular time, but just in favor of it. Okay, and opposed, you raise your hands. Okay, I guess it's pretty obvious. Okay, we have one final piece of business. We have an election for a deacon. Lowell Burton's term has expired. He is graciously accepted to serve another 3-year term. And some other people were nominated by the deacon board as possibilities. You can put one of those names on your piece of paper in just a moment, and then we'll ask, actually, before we do this, could we have Don and Steve quickly give us a roster count so we know how many people are voting? And the way this is going to work is the first ballot is a nominating ballot. Actually, all right, Steve, he's gone. The first ballot is a nominating ballot, unless somebody receives enough votes to be elected, which is a majority. For example, if we have 34 people voting, 18 would be needed for an election. If somebody receives 18 votes on the first ballot, they would be elected. Okay? So you understand how that works? Otherwise, if there's no election on the first one, we will take the top three, and we'll vote on those top three. Is that clear?
49.
Okay, we have 49 people voting, so 25 votes is needed for an election.
Wait a second.
Yes.
He counted all people.
Just members. Tom? If you would like to have your name withdrawn, now would be the time.
Scratch Tom Hess off for this.
Okay. Scratch Tom off. Tim? Tim would like to withdraw. Jim Hoyt would like to withdraw. Bob Shackleton would like to withdraw. They'll give us an update here in a minute. Brian?
While they're doing that, just a quick question. Is this set in stone?
There's
everything is going to be and not going to be and whatever?
Some minor changes could be done yet this week, and that's it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple ideas.
All right. You can run it by us later, if that's okay. Tim withdrew.
Jim
Hoyt withdrew, right? Bob James wants to withdraw, too. I don't know. Is that bad that you guys don't want to serve? Or no? All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these men that are willing to serve your church and your people, but also to serve you in this capacity. We pray, Lord, that you would just guide us as we cast this vote now, and that you would be glorified through it all. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you would vote for one of those men.
One
name, that is all we want, is one name. Camelia?
Who is on the board now?
Lowell is on the board. He is returning. If his term ended, he is seeking re-election. And then Stephen Lowell is on the board, and Don Stauffer.
That's a good question. You don't know, you should ask.
Yep. You could explain to them the criteria you use to, yeah, they have to be a member of this specific group
at least 1 year. Yeah, that's part of it. They have to be a member for a year. They have to be, you know, born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, that kind of thing. I can look it up in the bylaws, but they serve 3-year terms. Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, collect them. Yeah, how many was there after all?
47.
So 24 is needed for an election. Is anybody, are you interested in finding out the qualifications or? I'd have to research it a little bit. I can tell you later. Good time had by all. Next year we got to have the spaghetti dinner after the meeting so I don't spill on myself and look ridiculous up here. What? Bibs. Yeah, there you go. And by the way, if you guys know somebody that maybe you could convince to come and help, you know, with the building. If you know somebody that's an expert in an area or really good at something, we'd be glad to use them. And, you know, I was thinking as you were talking about laying the concrete, we need some professionals for that. We really do. We've visited a lot of churches that have been built by people within the congregation, and one of the things that we've really noticed that has stuck out is poor concrete work, and especially with laying that slope floor. No, I did not visit that church. Yeah, I know the pastor. Yeah. Did he? Okay. I don't know. Did we visit any churches where they had the slope floor? We just noticed that they didn't even lay it.
Yeah.
Did we? Oh, that's right. Right. It's not going to be so identical by the time we're done, though. Right. Right. Yes.
But the ceiling doesn't have to be.
We had an election. Lowell was chosen again to serve in another 3 years. Congratulations to Lowell. I don't think he wants to make a speech. Yeah, I know you can't tell if he's embarrassed or if it's just because of the sunburn. But you know what we will do? We will have Lowell dismiss us in prayer right after we have a motion to adjourn. Okay, motion to adjourn, is there a second? All right, all in favor, stand. Lowell, would you dismiss us, please?